Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. What will the future look like? What would we give to know? To envision ways forward, we can rely on creativity or science. Much faith is in the latter, and it is the best short-term tool we have that will take us there. As we rethink who and how we are, we have begun to incorporate new tools and perspectives into our value equation. One such is ecosystem services, defined as the important benefits for human beings that arise from healthily functioning ecosystems, notably production of oxygen, soil, and water. Such things have not been typically included into our calculations of economic value in the 20th century, preferring to rely on such measurements as gross domestic product and international trade that do not include either the positive base value of natural resources or their negative loss from use or the social, financial, or long-range consequences of their ultimate exhaustion. Thus, new economic models derived by economists, scientists can provide us with new ways to look forward other than the outmoded, inadequate analyses of the past. In a June 2017 article in Ecosystem Services Journal, number 26, by professors and others from the Crawford School of Public Policy at the Australian National University, I found a presentation of four future scenarios worth sharing as follows. First, market forces. A continuation of the present market-driven world in which demographic, economic, environmental, and technological trends continue without major surprise. Quote, continuity, globalization, and convergence are key characteristics of world development. Institutions gradually adjust without major ruptures. International economic integration proceeds apace, and the socio-economic patterns of poor regions converge slowly toward the development model of the rich region. Despite economic growth, extreme income disparity between rich and poor countries and between rich and poor within countries remain a critical social trend. Environmental transformation and degradation are a progressively more significant factor in global affairs. Unquote. Second, fortress world, a deterioration of social, economic, and moral underpinnings of civilization, as emerging problems overwhelm the coping capacity of both market and policy reforms, and featuring an authoritarian response to the threat of breakdown. Quote, ensconced in protective enclaves, elite safeguard their privilege by controlling an impoverished majority and managing critical natural resources, while outside the fortress there is repression, environmental destruction, and misery. Unquote. Third, policy reform. Strong political will for taking harmonized and rapid action to ensure a successful transition to a more equitable and environmentally resilient future. This scenario, quote, explores the requirements of simultaneously achieving social and environmental sustainability goals under high economic growth conditions similar to those of market forces, unquote. And fourth, a great transition. Visionary solutions to the sustainability challenge, including new socioeconomic arrangements and fundamental changes in values, quote, this scenario depicts a transition to a society that preserves natural systems, provides high level of welfare through material sufficiency and equitable distribution, and enjoys a strong sense of local solidarity. Unquote. The study estimates that over the past two decades, the global value of ecosystem goods and services has been significantly degraded, a decline from 1990 to 2011 of some $125 trillion per annum, an estimated measure of the outcome of continuing market force approach. Application of comparable statistics to the other scenario models through 2050 reveals continuing radical and more radical decline through market forces and fortress world, a flatline continuity through policy reform, and a full restoration, indeed increase in value through the Great Transition. These visions are not difficult to understand. We can see today and foresee tomorrow the outcomes of each. The ocean will play an enormous part in how we evolve. Which future would you choose? We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is distributed by the Public Radio Exchange and the Pacifica Network in association with WERU-FM, Blue Hill, Maine. Find our podcast on iTunes and at World Ocean Observatory. .org.